If you think about public schools in Michigan with declining student populations and funding, chances are you think of Detroit. Those issues have been affecting Detroit schools for decades. But more affluent communities aren't immune to them. This week, Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer is writing about a similar problem in the public schools in Grosse Pointe. And she joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Nancy, you write that the Grosse Pointe schools were built to serve a range of about 9,000 to 12,000 students, but now the district only has about 7,600 students. What has caused that decline?
Michigan has been losing population for decades. Wayne County in particular has been losing population. And again, it's something you think about with Detroit, but it's true for the whole county. In Grosse Pointe, there's a couple of other issues. You've got a population that's aging in place, which, you know, folks used to get older and move out of their homes. It's good that folks are able to stay in their homes longer, but it just means there's less turnover in the community. People aren't having as many babies. They're waiting till later to have babies. And, you know, Grosse Pointe is also a community that has a reputation for being very exclusionary.
How does the way the state funds public schools play a role in what's happening in Grosse Pointe?
So the number of students you have determines the amount of dollars that you get from the state. So when you look at the population decline or the enrollment decline in a school system, you may say, oh, losing 100 kids a year, what's the big deal? But 100 kids a year equals about $1 million from the state for Grosse Pointe.
People like having schools in their own neighborhoods. That neighborhood connection can build a tighter sense of community. It cuts down on busing and travel times. But when the enrollment doesn't fill up the school building, school boards often look at consolidation. What's being considered in Grosse Pointe?
They've got a lot of different options on the table right now. They're looking at potentially changing the configuration of some schools, which are traditionally a K through 5 elementary school and a 6 through 8 middle school, into perhaps a K through 4 and a 5 through 8 school. There are some schools that have 100 or more seats empty. Some schools have an overcapacity. So what they're looking to do is get the best use of the space. And this is a tricky balance.
Do you have a sense of what the reaction has been among parents to some of those plans?
Yeah, they're not happy. Grosse Pointe is a community that prides itself on its school district. Some of the reactions I've seen have ranged from just outright denial that there's been population decline to just really disliking whatever has come forward. Some people are pragmatic and understand that things need to change, but there's been a vocal contingent that is not cool with this. And it's definitely worth noting that other school districts that have been experiencing enrollment decline have opened their borders to schools of choice. Livonia did that a few years ago, another community that prides itself on its school district and has not always had a welcoming reputation. That would mean taking enrollment from communities that aren't Grosse Pointe, and that's just not a thing they're into.
What's the timeline for possible changes in Grosse Pointe's school system?
They need to settle this by the end of the year because they have a looming operating shortfall for the next school year. They also have some bond money, and understandably, they don't want to use that money for projects at schools that they intend to close.
What's the bigger message pulling back from Grosse Pointe about this situation that other Michigan school systems can take away when they're looking at enrollment and funding?
Okay, I'm going to get preachy here for a minute. I did a story about Livonia several years ago, and I talked to a mom in Livonia who was worried that the school on her block was going to be closed, and she worried that it would become blighted. And I said to her, yeah, you know, a lot of parents in Detroit have been through this exact same thing. And I could tell she was just stunned. I don't want to speak to what was in this woman's mind, but I think there's sort of a thing perpetrated in this area that what has happened to Detroit and to Detroit public schools was somehow a moral failing of Detroiters. But it's not. This is what happens when people leave your city. You lose money. You have to make cuts. People don't like those cuts, so more people leave. This is a thing that can happen anywhere. Every research group that you can think of has come out with reports saying we don't spend enough money on our schools. We've got to spend more money on our schools. And we also have to stop this broad us versus them mentality. We all want kids who are going to do better, who are going to take our state forward. And it doesn't matter if they come from Grosse Pointe or Detroit or Livonia or West Bloomfield or Southfield. They all deserve a great education.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.